Jimmy Morgan here from the Department of Public Safety. Lots of things to talk about for the holidays.
It's a busy time of year for our department. Obviously, there's a lot of people on the roadway enjoying the summer vacation. The one thing that's hit us here in the last week is the heat, which is now causing a extra problem on the highways. You see a lot of tread on the highways and a lot of people trying to dodge them, so we need to really watch out for that. It's a great time a year before you get started on the trip to really go over that vehicle and check out the engine fluids and making sure your tread depth and the right air pressure in your tires to keep from some of these things from happening to you.
I imagine this time of year you deal with more motorist assist calls.
Yes, we do, and we like to remind people on the back of your driver license we have assistance number to our DPS dispatch, and what that number does will go to our dispatcher, and she will dispatch the closest trooper to that area where you may be stranded, and we'll definitely come out and try to assist you either in changing a flat, or obviously we can't get it done, we'll find somebody that can, and that may come down getting a wrecker out there to help you out.
And even if you think you can take care of the problem yourself, y'all, I think, would like to know in case you need to provide some sort of traffic assistance for the motorists going by you.
That's true. Another thing that I like to remind people, if you do find yourself stranded, always pull off to a safe part of the roadway. And this time of year, as grass is starting to dry out a little bit, you need to be very careful not pull onto too high of grass where you may start a fire that may end up burning your vehicle up. And as a reminder, it's not always bad to carry that small fire extinguisher with you, just in case you may your car or somebody else that may need some help with that.
Something else I know you wanted to get out there, Texas Department of Transportation has come out with a new online service to let motorists know where there's road construction.
Yeah, what a great tool here. It looks like now you're going to be able to get on www.drivetexas.org, and if you're trying to plan out your trip, which I always recommend people to do, is to plan your trip, see where the road construction is, see where maybe you want to plan around busy cities at busy times of day, whether construction in the area. Now you have a website to go to, and TxDOT's going to try to help aid you, help make that decision which route you may want to go and what time you may want to leave on that trip. So it's a great thing for TxDOT to put this out, and I think if people go to this, it probably aid them in making them plan. So yes, they do have that.
Something else, kind of took this out of sequence, but for the holiday weekend, there is going to be a little more emphasis on drunk drivers.
Yeah, one of the things that we do this time of year, especially with July 4th coming up, there's some, you know, as most holidays roll around and people are out celebrating, we emphasize seatbelt usage, obviously, in DWI enforcement, and also aggressive driving. So we will have extra patrols out during this time. We will be looking for the intoxicated drivers. Most of these places will step up the enforcement, will be areas that we have seen past histories of DWIs and traffic crashes.
Have time to touch on one other thing, and that's about the move over law, and we've talked about it on a number of occasions, but still good to get the word out there on what this is all about.
Well, the thing on the move over law, what I see on the highway when I do go out and work some of the traffic, is that I see there's still confusion among drivers, and the confusion is on two-lane runways. Even if you are in a passing zone and a law enforcement or emergency vehicle has somebody stopped, you're not allowed to cross over that yellow center stripe, even though it's a passing zone. You're required to slow down the 20 miles under the posted speed limit, and by not doing that and moving over to the crossing of the highway of the yellow stripe, pass is defined in the transportation code as a passing a vehicle that is moving in the same direction. But since there's nobody moving, all you have is law enforcement and vehicle to stop, you're required to stay in your lane. So you're in essence, you're violating two laws, slowing down and wrong side of the road, not passing.
So, again, the minimum slowdown is?
It's 20 miles an hour of the posted speed and 5 miles if the speed limit is less than 25.
And maybe a good idea to slow down even further if it doesn't mess up the people behind you.
Obviously, you know, if you can do it even slower than that, we'll appreciate that. And we don't mind you moving over a little bit for us and give us that extra room. We just want to keep you on the right side of the roadway.
All right, very good. Be careful out there on the hot highways before and during and after the holidays, and we'll visit again.
Yes, sir.
Jimmy Morgan, Department of Public Safety, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.